Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music every Monday night at 7 and Saturdays at 1 when there's no football game. And it comes to you from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. Your college and community station, WEHC FM 90.7. Wombats and Music is my opportunity each week to play for you my favorite songs, just songs I love. A lot of it's country, some folk, bounces all over. And every now and then, I throw in some oddball thing, like a reading or a joke or something, and call it a wombat. And tonight's a wombat night. I've got at least two, so that should be interesting. We're going to start off with a song I played a few weeks ago. It's a new song to me, and it just haunts me. I've been listening to it frequently, and so I want to share it with you again. And it's called Beneath the Stone. It's by a band called Notorious. I don't know much about them, but their fiddler is Eden McAdam Summer, and she does vocals and fiddle. This is mostly her singing, and I've got another song later by her where she does mostly singing, but she's a master fiddler. My fiddle teacher commented that I gave her a copy of the CD, and she's not much into vocal, but she said this person is a fantastic fiddler, just one of the best, and so it's a truly talented musician. So this is the band Notorious, and the song they're playing is Beneath the Stone. Edith McAdam Summer went to a mining town, probably not far from here, and kind of picked up some of the attitude of the people there, that how hard their life is, and they fear about dying down in the mine. This is a song about life and death.
Let me live to see the light. I have two daughters and a son. Who will raise them when I'm gone? Who will comfort them when I'm told I lie dead beneath the cold? Will they grow up like me, working down here in misery, break their backs every day, their lives, break their hearts as a miner's wife. Don't let me die beneath a stone where the cold rains down to dye my bones the color of earth and darkest night. Let me live to see the light. Only years pass by and things are fine, just a job I do each day, and to raise a family in this town is just about the only way. Oh, I wish I had one more day. I see the eyes of my sweet bride, strong and steady by my side. Feel the touch of her soft hand, warm the heart of a dying man. Don't let me die beneath the stone where the cold rains down to dye my bones let me live to see the light. Don't let me die beneath the stones, where the cold rains down to dye my bones the color of earth and darkest night. Let me live to see the
Don't Let Me Die Beneath the Stone by Eden McAdams Summer and part of the group Notorious. Banjo and guitar is by Larry Unger, who I assume is Jay Unger's brother. Just fantastic stuff. I'll play another song later on where she sings in a foreign language, which I find fascinating. But now we're going over to another female singer, one of the greatest of our era, Joan Baez. And this is a song, The Lady Came from Baltimore. A number of people did this song. I liked her version. The line in the song that has always caught my attention most is the one that says, "I was there to steal her money, take her rings, and run. But I fell in love with the lady, came away with none." And I think it's kind of prophetic about life that one's heart is ever at risk. Something may capture it, and life will change forever. And Joan Baez tells us how that works in this song.
The lady came from Baltimore. All she wore was lace. She didn't know that I was poor. She never saw my face. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. Fell in love with the lady, came away with none. The lady's name was Susan Moore. Her daddy read the law. She didn't know that I was poor and lived outside the law. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. Fell in love with the lady, came away with none. Her daddy said I was a thief, and didn't I have a love? But I was Susan's true belief. I married her for love. Lady came away with none. The way she lived in Hanawar to keep the robbers out. She never stopped to think at all. That's what I'm about. I was sent to steal her money, take her rings and run. But I fell in love. Lady came away with none, but I fell in love with the lady, came away with none.
That was Joan Baez singing The Lady Came from Baltimore. We're now going back to Eden McAdams Summer with the band Notorious. This is the song I told you about. It's sung probably in Romanian. It's a Romanian dance song, I think. And it's in a foreign language. I don't play many instrumental songs without words. And I've only played a couple of songs in foreign languages, some in Spanish and one in Japanese. But this one is in Romanian. There's some part of her voice that catches emotion, that in a way that's strange, that since you can't understand the words And yet I feel it. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And I like it a lot. Anyway, here we go.
Gott ist mein Leid und Samui, kümmer ich du mein Gut Samui.
That was Hora Mesel, which is the bride's dance in Romania, by Eden McAdam Summers. We're going to move on now to the first wombat of the evening. This is melodrama. I, for a while, was exposed to a number of readings. Actually, people would memorize these things, and I memorized this one. They were done in music halls in England, I think, is the most of them. And for entertainment, this one is true melodrama. I find it scary, kind of a strong thing, even though it's done somewhat tongue in cheek, I guess. And I once got a chance to recite it to a bunch of kids. I was on the front porch of a house. I was leaving, and some kids were coming and some were going. And I had about seven of them. I think the oldest might have been about 13 or 14, and the youngest about five or six. And I felt it was my best, the bestest thing ever went over. They were the right age to accept it as perhaps real, to read it as the way, you know, suspending disbelief as it is. And so this is, I bring you now, The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God by Milton Hayes. There is a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the subs at Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell, but for all his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks, and the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He had loved her all along with the passion of the strong, and that she returned his love was plain to all. She was nearly 21, and arrangements were begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what present she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed a squad. And jestingly she made pretense that nothing else would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they pulled on their cigars. But for once he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while. Then he went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn with his shirt and tunic torn and a gash across his temples, dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept all through the day while the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He woke at last and asked her if she'd send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. He bade her search the pocket, saying, "That's from Mad Karoo." And she found the green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Karoo in the way that women do, although her eyes were strangely hot and wet. But she would not take the stone, and Karoo was left alone with the jewel that he chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that still and tropic night, she thought of him and hastened to his room, and she crossed the barrack. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide, with silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippery where she trod. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Karoo. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town, and a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, while the yellow god forever gazes down. That was The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God by Milton Hayes. Well, that's a wombat. If ever there was a wombat, that's it. Sometimes I have to explain what a wombat is, and a wombat is something you aren't expecting that comes up during the show, and that's an example. And for a change of pace, of course, what wouldn't be a change of pace from that? This is where a lot of talk recently about the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's speech, I Have a Dream, and all that went with it, and his legacy. And I, in fact, the other night, Paul Blaney, giving the convocation keynote, mentioned Martin Luther King and said, if you have any question as to why he was so important, read Letters from Birmingham Prison. And I read those, and I agree with Paul Blaney's statement that if you have any question about how important Martin Luther King was in his thinking, read those letters. This is from that era. This is a Peace Train by Cat Stevens, and there were a lot of songs that, tried to catch the flavor of, almost a revolution going on, and this was one of them. So this is, I won't get into, Cat Stevens is a very controversial character himself, but here's his song.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder, ride on the peace train. Friends too, cause it's getting nearer, it soon will be with you. Come and join the living, it's not so far from you, and it's getting nearer, soon it will all be true. Oh, peace train sounding louder, light on the peace train. About the world as it is, why must we go on hating? Why can't we live in bliss? 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country, come take me home again. Oh, peace train sounding louder, light on the peace train. Come on.
Peace Train by Cat Stevens. I mentioned that I only play songs I love, and of course, some of them, which means I sometimes play songs that I've played before, because I love a lot of songs, and I have a collection, and when one comes up in my mind and I want to play it, I do. So here's another one of my favorites. This one is called Green-Eyed Girl, and you can sort of figure out what's going on here. It's a little complex. It's by Greg Trooper. ¶¶
wish I had the fastest steed running the Belmont Stakes. After Kentucky and Baltimore, the crown is ours to take. The crown is ours to take. Wish I had a jet airplane, wings of solid gold. Everyone waiting for me to land, crying when I go, just crying when I go. Wish I drew an inside straight whenever I play my hand. Lay your money down if you dare, but I'm a no-time losing man. No-time losing man. Wish I had a stretch of road that goes for miles and miles. Never have to wonder which way to go. It just takes me where the weather is mild. Takes me where the weather is mild. I could shoulder 1,000 pounds. Somebody spread the word. Jump in the ring for 15 rounds. Champion of the world. I'm champion of the world. Wish I had my green-eyed girl sitting here by my side. If I had my green-eyed girl, I'd be satisfied. I'd be satisfied. I'd be satisfied.
Green-Eyed Girl by Greg Trooper. Well, we're ready for another Wombat. This one actually is a recording, but it's not an ordinary recording. It was on the Hit Parade. I remember when it was on the Hit Parade, back in the 50s, I think it was. And so I assume it's covered by the same copyright laws that music is covered by. I hope, anyway. But I want to play it for you. It's called St. George and the Dragnet. Well, it's a parody. On the other hand, oddly enough, it's a parody of something you've probably never heard, many of you. There was a show called Dragnet, one of the early TV shows, the first 10 or so, 15 years of TV. The show Dragnet with James Webb, somebody Webb, and it was a detective. This is Detective Friday, just the facts, ma'am. So, you know, to really appreciate the song, I suppose, this parody, you should know what it's parodying. But I think it's kind of enjoyable all by itself. So this is Stan Freberg, who was a comedian who made up these kind of things, and his recording of St. George and the Dragnet. And this used to be played on the Hit Parade. I'm not sure how high up it got, but it was definitely played frequently. Here we go.
The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, Chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. Here was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, Dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He baned me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and, like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
That's it. So that's St. George and the Dragnet. And next up is humor from the same era. This is clearly a song, although... it's even more questionable as to how relevant it is to what we normally think of as music. This is Tom Lehrer. Tom Lehrer was a songwriter and a humorist, comedian. He was also a math professor and was at MIT while I was there, which is interesting, and had a daughter. I may have known his daughter. I don't know. Anyway, but I didn't know him, didn't know of him. I knew of his music, didn't realize he was teaching near us. Anyway, this is Tom Lehrer. I think he taught mostly at Harvard. And he wrote some great songs. This one says that you shouldn't worry about your funeral. You shouldn't worry about your funeral because it's going to be different than you had in mind. And he explains this in the song, which you're going to hear right now.
When you attend a funeral, it is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all fry together when we fry. will be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all char together when we char, and let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are. We will all burn together when we burn, there'll be no need to stand and wait your turn. When it's time for the fallout and St. Peter calls us all out, we'll just drop our agendas and adjourn. And we will all go together when we go, every Hottentot and every Eskimo. When the air becomes Uranus, we will all go simultaneous. Yes, we all will go together when we all go together. Yes, we all will go together when we go.
That was Tom Lehrer and We'll All Go Together When We Go. And perhaps we will. Let's hope not. This is my chance to tell you who we are and what we're doing. This is, you're listening to Wombats and Music. I'm your host, Harry Baia. And Wombats and Music is from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station, at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia, the southwest tip of Virginia. And I have this show on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And I hope you enjoy it. We've had a lot of fun tonight putting on some of the wombats. I think I'm through with wombats for the evening, although some of the other songs can perhaps qualify. Next up is a song from the 50s. It's called Honey Love. And it was one of my favorites. It's by the Drifters. I remember getting my father, I was a teenager when this was popular, asking my father to come listen to it with me. And the culture gap was as great then as it is now. I hear songs now that are popular, and I, you know, they don't do much for me. They're just, I can't imagine why they're that popular, yet I know they are, and I know that people really love them. Well, I played this for my father, and he was, well, let's just say nonplussed is probably the best word. I mean, I don't think he wasn't negative about it, but clearly not something he thought particularly good.
Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, 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 let me love.
I need it.
I need it.
When the moon is bright, I need it.
I need it.
When you hold me tight, I need it.
I need it.
In the middle of the night, I need your honey love. I want it,
I want it.
When the lights are low, I want it,
I want
just
it.
Before you go, I want it,
I want
because
it.
I love you so. Have a little mercy and give some
honey love.
Now throw your arms around me, pretend that you're a loving dove. Now you squeeze,
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 squeeze. That's the honey love. I'm gonna get it in the morning sun. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
When the day is done, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah.
Cause it's so much fun, I'm gonna get me some
honey love.
Yes, I love it,
I love it.
Cause it feels so fine. I love it,
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, it thrills my spine. I love it,
I love
cause
it.
You're mine, oh mine. I love your
honey love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, let me, let me, let me love. Let me, 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 let me love.
That's you and me get cozy, just like the fingers in a glove. Let's kiss,
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 kiss.
That's the honey love. I need it.
I need it.
When the moon is bright, I need it.
I need it.
When you hold me tight, I need it.
I need it.
In the middle of the night, I need
honey love.
I need
oh yes,
honey love. I need
oh baby.
Honey love, I need.
Get it, boy.
Honey love, I need your honey love.
Honey love. Now, why wouldn't my father like that? I mean, he was an Army colonel, he'd gone to VMI, he lived around the world, he was from Florida. I mean, what's in this song to offend? I guess maybe Army colonels aren't into that kind of music. At least they weren't then. We're going to move on now to something a little more recent. This is from 1991, and it's something I bumped into on a country radio station and liked a lot, and I'm going to play it for you now. It's called You Don't Count the Cost. It's by Billy Dean, a well-known country music artist. And it sort of says when something's really important, you don't count the cost.
It happens to a mother when she is giving birth. Her heart is filled with joy while her body's filled with hurt. She holds a baby close to her despite the pain it caused. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. It happens to a soldier fighting for his home. Fear wells up inside him, and yet he still goes on. Even though he knows he may be the next to fall. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. You don't count the heartache, you don't count the sacrifice. All that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. When it comes to love, no, you don't count the cost. Happens all around us, each and every day. Someone's giving all they got for someone else's sake. If you ever doubt it, just think about the cross. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost. Count the heartache, you don't count the sacrifice. And all that counts is what you feel inside. It doesn't really matter what is gained or what is lost. When it comes to love, you don't count the cost.
That was You Don't Count the Cost by Billy Dean. Next up is another country music song. This is Cherokee Fiddle by Johnny Lee from 1983.
A living, you gotta put on a good show.
But when he smelled the smoke and the cinders, he slicked back his hair, opened up his case, played Cherokee fiddle, he played for the whiskey, 'cause good whiskey never let him lose his place. He was always there song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma, and he'd wait till the train was running and the weather was good. But when he smelled the smoke and the cinders, he slicked back his hair, and turquoise on, and the music is sold by lawyers, and the fools who fiddled in the middle of the station are gone. But some folks say they'll never miss him. Old fiddle squeal like the engine brakes. Cherokee the old locomotive man. So when you smell the smoke and the cinders, just slick back your hair, open up your case, play Cherokee fiddle, play it for the whiskey, 'cause good whiskey never lets you lose your place.
Cherokee Fiddle by Johnny Lee. Next up is what might be classified as another Somebody Is About to Do Somebody Wrong song. This is Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. Gordon Lightfoot's a Canadian folk singer and does a number of great songs, and this is one of my favorites by him.
I can see her lying back in her satin dress, in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you, been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care. If I find you, been creeping round my back stairs. Looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Something you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back steps. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. And I've got time for one more full song and maybe part of another. And I'm going to put on one of my all-time favorites. Of course, I guess I say that a lot. I have a lot of all-time favorites. But this one reaches way back. This is Kalijah by Hank Williams. And I can remember hearing this in eighth grade, I think. I was living in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and I had my own room in the basement, and I could listen to the radio late at night. And I used to pick up Wheeling, West Virginia, a country music station from, well, Carlisle or Wheeling's a pretty good distance, but late at night I could get it. And so I listened to this song, and it's Kalijah by the great Hank Williams.
Kalijah was a wooden Indian standing by the door. He fell in love with an Indian maid over in the antique store. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. He always wore his Sunday feathers and held a Tommy Hall. The maiden wore her beads and braids and hoped someday he'd talk. Kalijah too stubborn to ever show a sign, because his heart was made of knotty pine. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor Kalijah, he don't know what he missed. Is any wonder that his face is red? Kalijah, that poor old wooden head. Never went nowhere. His heart was set on the Indian maid with the coal black hair. Kalijah just stood there and never let it show, so she could never answer yes or no. And then one day a wealthy customer bought the Indian maid and took her oh so far away, but old Kalijah stayed. Kalijah just stands there as lonely as can be, and wishes he was still an old pine tree. Oh, Kalijah, got a kiss. Oh, Elijah, he don't know what he missed. Is it any wonder that his face is red? Elijah, that poor old wooden head.
That was Kalijah by Hank Williams. And I sing that song. I perform that song. And, of course, I aspire to sound anything like Hank Williams. There's a magic that comes with a really great singer that it's just hard to catch what it is, but why it is so involving when they sing. Something in the way in their... I think it's in their mind, in their soul, and their voice is just an instrument that expresses it. And I aspire to emulate some of those people. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. And Wombats and Music comes to you from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to wish you all a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.